Welcome, and thanks for listening to the USGS Corecast. I'm Clarice Nassif-Ransom. Scientists say Mount Redoubt volcano near Anchorage, Alaska, is likely to erupt within days to weeks. I'm here with Dr. John Eichelberger, USGS Volcano Hazards Program Coordinator, to discuss the situation. Thanks for joining us, John.
My pleasure, Clarice.
John, tell us what's happening at Mount Redoubt volcano.
Well, it's in a period that we call restlessness. We expect an eruption in a matter of days and weeks. The strongest evidence for this is the presence of small earthquakes indicative of the movement of gas pressurizing the interior of the volcano.
How is this potential eruption posing danger to people or property?
Well, the best guide for that is what happened 20 years ago. There were large ash clouds erupted and large mud flows swept down one of the drainages from the volcano. One ash cloud was encountered by a passenger 747, lost power in all four engines, came close to crashing, fortunately didn't. We learned a lot from that incident, and now both the aviation industry and the FAA are very aware of this problem and use the information we provide to avoid such encounters. The mud flows actually inundated a oil storage facility near Cook Inlet. The barriers around the facility have been strengthened. So again, there's a lessened risk. But this shows the kind of events that occur. Some of the hazards are not really so much hazard as nuisance. There may be days of interruption of air travel because of ash in the air. And in fairly heavy ash falls, there's a interference with even ground transportation and potential for power failures.
How is USGS science being used by the public and by emergency responders to react to this situation?
Well, we have our ear to the ground here, quite literally, and also we use satellite data and many other kinds of data to have up to the minute, up to the second information on what the volcano is doing. We also have the geologic record and our experience from 20 years ago to know what the likely scenarios are and what their consequences are. We've worked closely with our partner agencies, emergency responders, and communities that are likely to be affected to develop response plans. So really everything is in place to respond appropriately in the event of an eruption.
Is there anything people should be doing that you would recommend?
Well, through our website, they can access a great deal of information on what the hazards are and how volcanoes behave and what to expect.
Is there any tips, top tips that you would say if you're living in Anchorage or around that area?
Well, the most likely impact is going to be to air travel. So the best advice there is to expect to have to be flexible about travel plans.
Is there anything that you would like to add that I may have forgotten to ask?
Well, in addition to, of course, an eruption is always a potential catastrophe. Everything is being done to mitigate what could be the negative effects of this eruption. But this is also an opportunity. The volcano comes alive. It's an opportunity to learn a lot of new things about how the Earth works.
Great. Thanks again for joining us, John.
You're welcome.
You can find out more information about the USGS Volcano Hazards Program at http://volcanoes.usgs.gov/. And thanks to you for listening to this episode of Corecast. Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Clarice Nassif-Ransom.